The University of California, Berkeley, is one of 11 American universities where students can study Czech language, literature, and culture. Small but dedicated groups of students grapple with the challenges of Czech grammar and pronunciation in up to 3 classes per week. Despite budget cuts throughout all departments of public universities in California, Czech, a niche Central European language, still has its place at the Department of Slavic Languages and maintains enthusiasm among those eager to learn it. Radio Prague's Olga Mullen has this report from Berkeley, California.
UC Berkeley has been offering Czech studies for over 80 years. Immediately after the Velvet Revolution in 1989, Czech classes reached their peak with nearly 25 students. Today, the courses have become significantly smaller, but the dedication remains. Family heritage, a Czech spouse, or simply a personal interest in anything Czech are oft-quoted reasons for taking the class. One of the students, William Jenkins from Vermont, explains why he chose to study the Czech language.
Jmenuji se William Jenkins, jsem student na Berkeley, jsem postgraduální student v historické fakultě. I've been studying here about 6 months, and the hardest part is the cases, I think, and actually being able to follow the grammar and use it with some sort of functional utility.
I started learning it because I was interested in Czech literature originally and Czech film. I love Jiří Menzil and Jaromil Jiříš. And originally, I just wanted to read novels in Czech, and that's why I wanted to learn it. But as an undergraduate, I majored in cultural history of the Slavic world, essentially, and focused mostly on Czech history. And so now I'm in the PhD program here learning about Czech history, and I would like to be able to actually interview people who were around in the 50s and 60s, so speaking Czech is going to be a necessity.
William takes an advanced class of independent study in Czech reading as well as conversational Czech. In his own words, after 6 months of studying Czech, he is now able to read a story with the help of a dictionary. I spoke with the lecturer, Ellen Langer, a core faculty member who has been teaching the Czech language at Berkeley for over 20 years. Ellen, whose native language is English, learned Czech at UC Berkeley herself, as well as in Prague and Olomouc in the Czech Republic. Ellen talks about the methods and teaching Czech in her introductory and advanced courses.
I use a lot of Czech novels, Czech histories. I direct people toward the Czech Wikipedia sometimes. And I use actually a fair number of elementary school textbooks when I teach. I have a number of the Vlastní věda and some little science book, Prvouka type thing. I do a lot with either recipes or articles about food online. Sometimes I'll just send my students and say, find a department store and look at all the furniture. Find an office supply store and look at all the office supplies and bring in a list of what you would buy.
Are there any particular websites that you use?
Obviously, we use Radio Praha and we use Lidové noviny.
Aside from the regular class schedule, the students meet at the so-called Czech Club approximately once a month. Professor Langer screens Czech films, hosts native speakers, and prepares events that will help broaden students' understanding of Czech life and culture. She aims to provide a global education about the Czech Republic and to offer her students more than just a language skill. Whether as an academic subject or for personal use, the 2-year program at UC Berkeley gives the students a good working knowledge of Czech language and culture. Despite decreasing funds at the university, the Berkeley students are not discouraged to continue in their Czech-related activities. As William Jenkins says, it is not only the students' motivation, but also the teacher's devotion, which plays a significant role in keeping the Czech language alive on the campus.
All of the instructors that I've had here, Ellen and then 2 teaching assistants, have gone out of their way to give extra instruction to anybody who approaches them. Ellen is always willing to just set aside her office hours to just teach you something new. Or if you have a problem, even the teaching assistants, who are all, you know, graduate students working on their own work in addition to teaching classes, will go out of their way to explain something if you're having a problem. Will go out of their way to give you extra materials. There's a very small number of people, but they're very dedicated to what they do, which I think is fantastic. And I'm not sure that you would find that everywhere in the United States at every university.
Many thanks to Olga Mullen for that report.